From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. The British say the Russian president was complicit in the murder of an ex-KGB agent in London. A British judge says Russian President Vladimir Putin probably did approve a plan to poison ex-KGB agent Alexander Litvinenko. Litvinenko died nearly 10 years ago after drinking a cup of tea that Judge Robert Owen said was laced with a rare radioactive isotope, plutonium-210. That'd make that polonium-210 from his deathbed. Litvinenko accused Putin of ordering his assassination. Speaking Thursday in front of the courthouse in London, the agent's widow, Marina Litvinenko, confirmed the judge's report and called for the British government to take action.
I'm, of course, very pleased that the words my husband spoke on his deathbed when he accused Mr. Putin of his murder have been proved true in English court with the highest standards of independency and fairness. But now it's a time for David Cameron. I'm calling immediately for expulsion from the UK of all Russian intelligence operatives, whether from the FSB, who murdered Sasha, or from other Russian agencies based on the London embassy.
Following the report's release on Thursday, Russia's Interfax news agency quoted a Russian official is calling the British inquiry nonsense and saying it was politically motivated. Litvinenko had become an outspoken critic of Putin before fleeing Russia in 2000. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says there will be no fundamental delay in the international talks on Syria's political future beginning next week. Kerry was speaking on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, following a meeting Thursday with the U.N. envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura. The U.N. set a January 25th start date for the talks on a political transition between the Syrian government and the opposition. However, ongoing disagreements over which opposition groups would be involved in the talks have put that date in jeopardy. Kerry said there may be a delay of a day or two for the invitations to the talks to go out. Wednesday, Kerry met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov of Russia, a key ally of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Lavrov said Moscow has no intention of delaying the talks on a political transition. But speaking Wednesday to the cable news network, UN Syrian envoy Stefan de Mistura said invitations to the talks have not yet gone out, and he may not be able to say they have until Sunday, the 24th. Pakistan observed a day of mourning Thursday following a gun and bomb attack on a university that killed 21 people and wounded dozens more. Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif declared the mourning period to show solidarity with those who died when a group of four terrorists stormed the Baka Khan University in the town of Chasada on Wednesday. The death toll rose to 21 overnight with the death of a student, one of 19 who were killed, along with two university staff. Gunmen opened fire at a checkpoint in Egypt's rest of Sinai Peninsula this day, killing five policemen, according to that country's interior ministry. The ministry said three policemen were also wounded in the late Wednesday attack in the center of Al-Aris, the largest city in the Sinai. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Thursday it is likely that some of the billions of dollars in sanctions relief granted to Iran under a landmark nuclear deal will go to groups deemed to be terrorists. But he said that he doesn't believe Iran will be able to use the freed-up cash to boost funding of malign activities if it is serious about revamping its economy. Asian markets swung wildly Thursday but ended lower, continuing their recent slide over concerns about plummeting oil prices and a slowing global economy. Tokyo closed down nearly 2.5%, erasing gains made earlier in the day. Shanghai dropped over 3%. Hong Kong ended down nearly 2%. However, in New York, U.S. stocks are on the rise. I'm Ira Melman, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.